Facebook millionaire Lucky aligns himself with alt-right, but only if you squint. By Marco Della Cava and Brett Molina, from USA Today Tech Section. I'm Mark Ashby. Little about Palmer Freeman Lucky's outward demeanor screams dangerous political provocateur. The 24-year-old creator of virtual reality headset company Oculus Rift, which Facebook bought for $2 billion in 2014, could at best be charged with murdering a dress code. Lucky favors flip-flops and t-shirts at work and was barefoot for a 2015 Time cover shoot. And yet, that laid-back California vibe masks right-leaning political views that have gotten Lucky into hot water of late, as some in the largely liberal tech sector call for the engineer's head, while developers vow to stop building programs for Oculus. On Thursday, The Daily Beast reported Lucky had donated $10,000 to Nimble America, a conservative nonprofit with a mission to develop memes to attack Hillary Clinton. One was a billboard outside Pittsburgh that featured a distorted image of Clinton with the caption, "Too big to jail." On Friday night, Lucky, whose net worth is $700 million, took to Facebook to apologize for actions that were negatively impacting the perceptions of Oculus and its partners. Lucky explaining that he contributed because he thought Nimble America had fresh ideas on communicating with young voters, he denied Daily Beast's claim that he was a founder of Nimble America. Lucky added that he considered himself a libertarian and a fan of Ron Paul, and that he would be voting for libertarian candidate Gary Johnson for president. "I am committed to the principles of fair play and equal treatment," he wrote. Outcry over Lucky's support for the meme-generating anti-Clinton group puts parent Facebook again in the uncomfortable situation of deflecting queries on the political actions of those close to senior management. In May, Facebook board member Peter Thiel was discovered to have spent $10 million to secretly back a lawsuit against Gawker Media that resulted in the blogging site's bankruptcy. Other tech leaders lambasted Thiel for being anti-free speech, particularly given Facebook's huge influence over news distribution. Facebook distanced itself from Thiel's action, saying he did so on his own. Facebook and Lucky did not respond to a request for comment for this story. Lucky hasn't been nearly as vocal about his politics as fellow libertarian Thiel, who spoke at the Republican National Convention. Still, insights into Lucky's views can be gleaned from tweets he has liked. These include alt-right comments on topics ranging from immigration to Gamergate, according to news site Motherboard, which compiled a list of Lucky's liked tweets. For example, on September 12th, Lucky liked a tweet by right-wing blogger Mike Cernovich that criticized Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for speaking at a gender-segregated mosque. A few days later, Lucky liked a tweet by Nicole Edelman, a.k.a. Nikki Moxie, a woman Lucky allegedly has been dating for years who is known for tweets mocking SJWs, or social justice warrior protesters. Ridiculing SJWs is a shared trait of Twitter users who often mocked female video game critics who complained video games were sexist during the vitriolic online controversy known as Gamergate. Edelman's tweet linked to a Trump campaign press release accusing Hillary Clinton of promoting birther claims against then-candidate Barack Obama in 2008. Hitting a little Twitter icon shaped like a heart is not the same as stumping for a point of view, but in aggregate, Lucky's liked tweets might explain why the multimillionaire would toss what is for him mere spare change at an organization that echoes his views. By his own accounts, Lucky's worldview was formed in a fairly shielded environment. Raised in Long Beach, Lucky was homeschooled by his mother. His father worked for a car dealership. When he met with USA Today in 2014 to discuss the yet-to-be-released Oculus Rift, Lucky spoke about spending most afternoons parked in front of the six-monitor computer setup in his bedroom, talking with fellow nerds about video games. Many of the staffers at Oculus are friends Lucky met on gamer forums. Lucky loved to dabble with electronics at home, often with little regard to his own safety. "I got shocked a lot," he told Rolling Stone for a May profile. "Looking back, it's honestly a miracle I am not dead." While at California State University Long Beach, he interned at USC's Mixed Reality Lab. That move would seal his future, as Lucky would go on to create a rudimentary virtual reality headset that instantly rendered more complex and costly variants obsolete. While Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has not